I think as an immigrant, even if I was a Francophone, my mother tongue is Berber. I studied Arabic in school and French and English, so I could speak all these languages. But when you come from another country to the province of Quebec is fighting for its survival culturally. So when you come from outside, you don't know that. And you don't understand all these complications. And I think when I finished university and I started, there was this program for visible minorities. And I went through all the tests and then I was recruited at Radio-Canada. But that was just after the referendum. So I realized that even if we're Francophones, lots of immigrants are seen as, I wouldn't say the enemy, but the threat. Because, you know, according to some politicians, they lost the referendum because of immigration. Anyways, we're just caught in that tourbillon, in that big storm of, you know, so you know, I was like an intruder. I would always come with new ideas, and I think I really developed this way of coming with an angle that nobody would do. So that's how I survived as a journalist and documentary filmmaker. But in the same time, it was really hard for a certain time for immigrants to get in this in media, in cinema. I think now it's changing. It's really changing. But I was not lucky. I was really in the time where it was tough. And lots of people who went to school with me or who were in the same field, they had to change fields. Lots of people in immigration who changed fields. And because I'm a stubborn woman, I tried to find a way to survive and do what I like, which is really live with my ideas. Because I was thinking, I come from a country where, as a woman, I was closed at home. I was not able to decide for my life. And here I am in a country of freedom. But in the same time, because I'm an immigrant, I cannot do what I want. And after when you come from a country where you cannot leave the house because you're a woman, after that, any challenge is nothing. Even if it's tough, I mean, my son was always sick. I couldn't have a full-time job. I did some renovating houses to be able to survive. But I always kept a foot in the media, in Radio-Canada. I would always come back with a new idea. I would always do a story. I would always be very creative. And I was like an intruder. And then I developed this experience of doing things and, you know, radio, TV, reportage, documentary. And then after that, I think 7 years ago, I was told that Al Jazeera Documentary Channel was looking for filmmakers from, you know, Arab or Arab origin who are in the West. So that's how I developed this new thing of making documentaries for Al Jazeera Documentary Channel. And because my documentaries are always happening in Canada, I ended up selling them also for the TVs here. And now I ended up having my own production company. And my last film is done for Radio-Canada with an Arabic version for Al Jazeera Documentary Channel. And now I'm doing another film for Radio-Canada. So it's really not about not giving up and believing in what in our ideas and pursuing. It's really the fight to pursue what I like to do, because otherwise I would have, like lots of people in my community, just end up, give up and do something else, which I didn't want to do.